Okay, so just to continue on, before we got cut off, we were talking about the woman being deceived.
我们继续哈，在我们课程结束刚刚那一段之前呢，我们正在提到就是夏娃呢是被撒旦所欺骗了。
And the way she was deceived, if you go back to Genesis chapter 3, you can see that Satan was lying about the character and the words of God.
撒旦是在说神其实说的有一些话不完全是真的。
Now later on in our study about the angelic conflict, we can go back and look at Genesis chapter 3 and what happened in the garden. It's quite fascinating.
其实如果我们回到创世纪的第三章呢，你看到这个撒旦怎么去骗夏娃哦，他所说的这些事情是还蛮有意思的。
We could actually spend many hours studying about Genesis chapter 3. It would make a very interesting study.
如果我们认真的看创世纪第三章的话，是一个非常有意思的一段。
At some stage, we'll go back and we'll look at Genesis chapter 3.
以后有机会的时候，我们再回到创世纪来看看第三章。
But in 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 14, we do have the statement where the woman was deceived, but Adam, he knew what he was doing.
在提摩太前书里面呢，第二章十四节是讲的是说夏娃就是这个女人是被欺骗的，但是呢，亚当他是没有被骗的。
Now the Chinese translation of this verse is very unclear.
但是中文的翻译啊，在提摩太前书的二章十四节其实是很不清楚的。
Okay, but in the Greek we do have the word apatao, and apatao means to deceive actually, and the woman was deceived.
因为那个中文的翻译啊，是用引诱。但实际上在希腊文里面很清楚地讲的是欺骗而不是引诱。
It just goes to show that unless you're studying Bible doctrine, it's very easy to be deceived.
如果我们不认真地学圣经神的话语的话，我们很容易就被一些撒旦的谎言所欺骗。
In Ephesians 4:17, Paul talks about what we call a vacuum in the soul.
在以弗所书的第四章十七节里面，保罗呢特别提到，如果我们不研读神的话语，就会让我们的灵魂有如一个真空的状态。
Now in the English and the King James, for example, they translate this as the vanity of their mind, and the vanity here would mean like an emptiness. But the Greek word is martiotes, and really that's like a vacuum which is going to suck things in.
在希腊文里面哦，它这边讲到的是你的空的那个状态呢，其实是会吸一些外面的东西进来。
Now, when a person doesn't have Bible doctrine in their soul to protect their soul from deceit and from things that aren't true, they're going to believe anything.
就是如果我们没有常常研读这个神的话语的话，这个头脑呢，就像是一个吸尘器一样。它会吸进非常非常多乱七八糟的，包括各种谎言到我们的脑里。
And just for example, a little child that doesn't know truth, you could tell them that Father Christmas exists, Santa Claus, and the young children believe that. You know, they think that Santa Claus is this man, he lives at the North Pole, and he delivers presents on Christmas Day.
就很像小朋友，他如果什么都不懂的情况下，你跟他说什么他就信什么啊。包括你跟他讲说圣诞老人住在北极啊，他会带礼物给你。
They believe that because they don't have anything in their soul to tell them that's not true.
那他们一定会相信，因为小孩子在他们的魂里面是没有任何其他的真理可以让他知道哪个东西是谎言，哪个东西是真的。
And...It's not until they get older that they start to learn about true things and they realize how ridiculous the story of Santa Claus is, and then they stop believing that.
一直到我们长大了，才觉得，哎，这个有关北极的圣诞老人的事情是蛮好笑的，所以才那个时候我们才不再相信有这个角色在这个世界上。
See, they had a vacuum in their soul and they were told the story and they believed the story.
所以当我们是有一个真空的脑袋的时候，任何故事对我们讲进来以后，我们就相信了。
For another example, in recent times, there's been the change in attitude about gay marriage in society.
就像最近这些大家在提到的有关同性恋的婚姻。
Now, most people, if they're going to make a decision whether it's the right or the wrong thing to do, can depend on whether they know the Word of God or they don't know the Word of God.
而任何人在判断这件事情是对或错，要怎么做的时候呢？那其实是他有没有机会先去认识神给我们的话语，神给我们的真理是什么？
Now, unbelievers can make their decision based on their own standard of what they think is right and wrong.
而对于一个非信徒来讲，他可以的就是以他个人的一些标准来决定什么是对，什么是错。
But for a believer, if they have to make a decision whether they think gay marriage is right or wrong, there is no reason why they should not vote. If they have to vote, there's no reason they should not vote against gay marriage. If they've been studying the Bible tells them gay marriage is wrong.
而对于一个信徒来讲呢，圣经已经告诉了我们同性恋的婚姻，这是一个错误的事情。
And there probably are some believers that maybe support gay marriage. They've been deceived.
但是有一些信徒呢，他们却支持同性婚姻的概念。
It's because they don't believe that the Scripture, the Word of God, teaches that this is wrong.
因为他们不相信圣经上面教的，神跟我们说这是错了，他不相信这个事情。
And not believing in the word, it means that your soul still has this vacuum. So you're going to suck in the lie.
这代表这个信徒呢，他的头脑还是真空状态，所以他就会吸，像吸尘器一样，把这些脏东西全部都吸进脑袋里面，把这些欺骗谎言都放进了自己的头脑里。
If you have truth in your soul, you cannot be deceived.
如果你有真理在你的灵魂里，你是不可能被欺骗的。
Now, Satan is very clever. He's called the master deceiver.
而撒旦呢，是非常非常聪明的说谎家，所以大家都把他称之为谎言大师。
Jesus Christ was tested, or he was tempted by the devil, and we see this in Matthew chapter 4, where the devil, Satan, personally tested him in the desert.
而耶稣呢，却是一个非常能够抵挡这个任何谎言。马太福音第四章里面就有讲到撒旦怎么样去想要欺骗耶稣。
And notice when Satan was testing Jesus, he was using the word of God and twisting it around. He was twisting the truth to try to get Jesus to sin.
而撒旦呢，他是用了神的话好来测试耶稣。他基本上是把神的话给扭曲了，用这个方式来欺骗耶稣。
This just goes to show how deceitful Satan can be. He can even use the word of God to try to make it sound like it's truth when it's not.
所以你就知道说，撒旦是个多么厉害的骗子。他基本上等于是把神的话当作一个扭曲后当作真理来骗人。
And that's what believers can do. If they have something in their mind that they think is truth, they can take a verse out of scripture and they can present it and make it look like it's truth, but it's not truth.
有一些信徒呢，他有的时候也甚至也有能力哈，拿了圣经里面的话语，他把它当作真理来讲给别人听。
Okay, and for example, you could have a gay pastor and he wants to teach that gay marriage is okay.And he says, yeah, everybody should love everybody else and that we're all free agents. And he can find verses in scripture which support that.
这个举个例来讲呢，就是也有这种同性恋的牧师哈，他就为同性恋的婚姻讲话。他利用圣经里面说每一个人都要爱每一个人，而且每一个人都有自由意志可以决定他应该要用什么方式来生活。
Or people can take verses out of scripture to say that we need to always love our children and we should not discipline the children because that's not showing love for the children.
然后也有人可能会说，我们应该要好好的爱我们的孩子，所以我们不应该做管教。
So we need to know the Bible very well because Satan also knows the Bible very well.
所以我们要了解，我们必须要真正的理解圣经，因为撒旦也非常理解圣经，所以他可能会利用圣经来骗我们。
I need to get back to the slideshow.
所以我们现在回到我们的 PPT。
I think we can move on to slide number 6 here.
我们到第六页。
Now, one third of the angels decided to join Satan.
三分之一的天使决定加入撒旦。
Now, Satan is a very good spokesperson.
撒旦是一个非常非常会说话的一个发言人。
And we can almost assume that he was able to deceive or convince one third of the angels that they should come over to his side.
其实撒旦是一个太能言善道的人，所以我们可以想象他那个时候呢，就是把所有三分之一的天使都说服了，要站在他这一边。
But these angels, these fallen angels, they use their free will, they use their volition to make a decision.
但是这三分之一的天使还是一样，他们用了他们的自由意志来下他们的决定。
Now the scripture doesn't tell us how many angels there are.
圣经中并没有很清楚告诉我们说到底三分之一的天使有多少。
But there are certain passages which basically use words like myriad. So we can assume that yeah, there's a huge amount, maybe millions or billions of angels.
但是我们可以看到圣经里面有讲到一些说法，所以我们可以想象那个所谓的天使的数量是非常非常多的，可能是几十亿的天使。
We know that every person that comes into the world is appointed a guardian angel.
因为即使我们人类每一个人出生的时候，他其实都有一个守护天使。
So right now in the world, there's 7 billion people, maybe 7.5 billion people. A lot of those people have to have guardian angels looking after them.
You mean some people doesn't have?
I would think what might happen, and this is not clear in scripture, but what's possible is once they get to the age of accountability,If they reject God, then God can say, well, you don't need a guardian angel anymore.
所以这70亿的人，然后在每一个我们出生的时候都有一个守护天使，所以我们可以假设几乎每一个人都有，除非每一个人都可能有守护天使，但除非他有拒绝了神。
I think I've seen passages which teach, I can't remember, it's been a long time, but I think what the Bible says is that the new children have guardian angels, and we know believers for sure have guardian angels. For the unbelievers, I'm not so sure.
听说他其实在读圣经的时候曾经有看到这个一件确认的事情，就是每一个婴孩他出生的时候一定会有守护天使，而每一个信徒他也一定都有守护天使，但是对于不信的人有没有守护天使，我们就不是很确定了。
But obviously this helps us to understand that there's a lot of angels.
这至少让我们很理解说天使是非常非常多的。
When all the angels had made their decision for God or Satan, they had to choose, you know, are we going to be on God's side or Lucifer's side? A courtroom trial was convened in heaven.
当所有的天使他们都已经决定了他们要站在神那一边或者撒旦那一边的时候呢，一个法庭的一个审讯就被召开。
Okay, and this is the first of the two trials of Satan and all fallen angels.
那这是两场重要的审判中的第一场，是为了这些堕落天使们而开的。
There's two trials in heaven.
好，所以天上法庭呢，应该会有两场审判。
And the first trial was when the angels had already made their decision, and then God sentenced the angels which went against God. He sentenced them to the lake of fire.
而第一场审判呢，就是当所有的那些天使都下了决定之后呢，所有的堕落天使。就被判了刑。
And we see the results of the first trial in Matthew 25:41.
而我们看到这一个审判的结果在马太福音25章41节。
I mentioned this verse many times regarding the angelic conflict, so you should be familiar with this.
我们在很多时候在谈这个天使的征战的时候都会引用到这一段经句，所以大家应该要很熟悉了，就是马太福音25章41节。
Now the context is actually at the end of the 7-year tribulation once Jesus has returned from heaven.
这边呢就在谈到就是当耶稣以后回来。
I need to explain this from a dispensational concept is that the tribulation takes 7 years and then Jesus Christ comes back. So then Jesus comes.
就是在耶稣要回来之前会有七年的大混乱。
Okay, so right now we're in the church age that began at the day of Pentecost.
就是从这个圣灵降临的那一天开始，我们的所谓的教会时期就开始。
And the church age finishes at the rapture of the church when we're all taken up to heaven.
而教会时期的结束呢，是当我们所有的人都被提好到天堂。
Okay, we don't know when that's going to happen.
我们不知道什么时候会发生这个事。
Nobody knows when that's going to happen except God Himself.
只有上帝知道什么时候是我们所有人要被提。那个被提的那一刻开始就是我们的教会时期的结束。
So the rapture will happen, and then this begins the 7 years of the tribulation.
当我们被提的那一刻开始就会有七年的大灾难。
During which time we'll be in heaven and getting ready for the millennium. So this is where we have the evaluation, the awards will be given.
而在这七年呢，就是所有的属神的人都被提走了之后呢，天上会给受勋奖赏。
We talk about the Bema or the evaluation judgment seat of Jesus Christ.
在那个时候呢，我们耶稣会给我们所有的人一个审判，就是我们这些属神的人会在天庭受到审判。应该不说审判，应该说评估，会被评估。
2 Corinthians 5:10
哥林多后书第五章第十节里面提到，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受报。
Okay, this is not the great white throne judgment.
这不是大白宝座的审理。
The great white throne judgment is for the unbelievers that happens at the end of human history.
对于这个大白宝座的审理是主要是在审理那些非信徒。
But this is for believers, which is going to happen during the time of the 7 year tribulation on the earth.
而对于所有的信徒来讲呢，这样子的一个评估，这个评估会议呢，是发生在我们所有的信徒在被提到天堂以后的这七年间，会把所有的信徒做一个评估。
So in heaven, there should be celebrating if you're going to pick up your awards.
而我们在天堂在那个时候呢，是应该大家都在欢呼欢庆，因为很多人都要一个一个的受勋，受到奖赏。
But then on the earth, there's going to be much suffering, much adversity.
但是在地上是灾难一片。
And at the end of the 7 year tribulation, Jesus Christ will return to the earth.
到了七年之后呢，耶稣就要回到了人间。
And he's going to bring everybody in the world. You know, the angels, it seems, will gather up all of the people from around the world and bring them to Jerusalem. Everybody is going to be gathered up and taken to Jerusalem.
And those are unbelievers.
Believers and unbelievers.
在那个时候，当耶稣回来的时候啊，所有的人也会一起跟着他回来，所有的天使也会过来，然后所有的非信徒也一样，跟信徒都会被集聚到耶路撒冷。
Now the reason I'm telling you this is because this gives us the context for Matthew 25:41.
为什么要讲这些呢？是因为我们要把马太福音25:41的这个状态哈去做一个解释。要把相关状态去解释现在马太福音25:41所说的话。
Okay, you have the sheep and the goats which are going to have to be separated.
也就是在这经句里前面有讲到的是山羊跟绵羊要被分开。
Okay, now the sheep relate to the believers. That's the people who have believed in Jesus Christ by the time the 7 year tribulation is finished.
而所谓的绵羊呢，就是代表那些信服于耶稣基督的这些人。
And the goats represent the unbelievers.
而山羊呢，是代表的是那些不相信耶稣基督的。
But also he's going to have like the sheep will be on the right, and then here we see that the goats, that's the unbelievers, they'll be on the left.
而且讲得更清楚，就是说山羊会在左边，绵羊会在右边。
Now, those that are on the left side are represented here in the verse Matthew 25:41. He shall say to those on the left, depart from me.
而在马太福音25:41就是在说那些在他左边的呢要远离耶稣，他说离开我。
Okay, you cursed into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels.
而且呢，这些在左边的呢，要跟着魔鬼跟他的那些堕落天使们一起被赶进火湖里面去，那是早就为他们所准备的了。
Now, before they go to the lake of fire, they're going to have to be put in prison, which is in Hades, or what we call torments, first. So they're going to be stuck in torments for 1,000 years, waiting for the millennial kingdom of Jesus Christ.
So it's 7 years first, and then 1,000 years,
right.
And then...
And so then we have the 1,000 years, and this finishes human history.
但是他们在被送到火湖里去之前，还会有1,000年。在监牢里面，要被关在监牢里面的等待，也就是说这整个时间表呢，是我们被提之后的7年后耶稣会下来，然后之后呢就会把山羊跟撒旦还有堕落天使会被关到监狱去，那在监狱里待了1,000年之后，他们会被烧死在火海里。
So again, at the end of the 7-year tribulation, Jesus comes back and there's the separation.
所以在被提后，就所有的人被提后的七年在天堂里面，我们都被评估完了以后，耶稣会把所有的信徒跟非信徒分开来。
And the unbelievers, they have to spend 1,000 years with Satan and their fallen angels.They spend 1,000 years in Hades. That's the prison in the middle of the earth.
那这些非信徒以及撒旦和堕落天使们，他们被关在1,000年的那个监狱，是在整个地球的地中心。
But what you see at the end of Matthew 25:41, it says that they will go to the lake of fire, which in the Greek is the perfect tense, means has already been prepared.Perfect tense means it's already happened. It happened a long time ago that the lake of fire was prepared.
马太福音25:41所提到的这个火湖啊，火啊，其实他用的那个希腊文应该说是一个过去进行式，就他已经早早就已经预备好的。
Because the lake of fire has already been prepared since the time of the first trial in heaven.
因为这个火湖呢，是在第一次的审判的法庭审判的时候，这个火湖就已经准备好了。
We'll just have a look at Vivi's question here. She sent in about Revelation 20:5. But the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Now, this is the resurrection of the dead. So Vivi was looking at this verse here. These people are not being reborn. Really, they're being resurrected.From Hades in the prison to the great white throne for their judgment. So the unbelievers, they're going to be brought up from Hades, from the prison, to the great white throne judgment. That's their resurrection.
其实在讲的那些非信徒啊，他们在1,000年后其实是被带到大白宝座前去做审判。而不是说要让他们复活啊。当然他们是从地底下被拉上来。是拉上来被带去大白宝座前做审判。
It's not like they've been given a new life.
并不是说要给他们一个新的生命。
They've been brought out of prison to be sentenced.
其实他们是从这个监牢里被拉到法庭去要准备判刑。
1,000 years is from the time of the tribulation, but there'll be unbelievers that have been in Hades for 5,000 or 6,000 years.The unbelievers from the beginning of human history, they're also in Hades.
Oh, 他说其实在这个地心的这个监牢里啊，他们不只是这些才刚刚被抓下去的这些人，还有那个从人类的历史6,000-7,000年前的那些人死掉的人，他们也都在那个底下在等待着。
So these people have been suffering for thousands of years in torments.
所以呢，其实呢，等于是有很多很多从历史上所有的不信神的人类，都在这个地心里面的有一个区块叫 Tormates， 那个 Tormates 就是那种最痛苦的地狱里面。好，这些人呢，他们都在那边等1,000年，所有这些人全部会被拉到大白宝座前被审判、被判刑。
Now, in chapter 20 of Revelations, it talks about how these people are brought out of prison to face the great white throne judgment.
在 启示录里面第二十章有特别提到说这些人如何被拉上来然后被带到大白宝座前面去被审判。
So for a very short time, their suffering will actually stop.
所以在那个很被拉上来那一刻啊就是到审判的那一段时间他们其实是暂时没有受苦啦。
They might actually think that they have a chance now that everything is finished, the pain is finished, and everything is over.
那个短短的那一段小时间里面就是从地狱拉上来到大白宝座前的这一小段时间
But,
他们以为他们是已经不受苦了他们还可以喘口气了。
But that's only going to be for a very short time because they will still be judged and they will be thrown in the lake of fire.
但是这个好时间没多久啊但是然后因为他们就很快就要被判刑然后就要被丢到火湖里去了。
For these people, this is their first judgment. They are judged at the Great White Throne Judgment. This is their first and only judgment for them.
而对这些人来讲他们仅仅会有一次的审判就是在大白宝座前的审判跟那些堕落天使不一样。
Judgment for the angels already happened thousands, if not maybe millions of years ago at the first trial in heaven.
而那些堕落天使呢他们是在很久很久很久以前就已经有了在天堂的一个法庭的一个审判。然后但是这些堕落天使们被审判后要等待这些人类的不幸者。他们会一起到大白宝座前
okay,
但人类就只有大白宝座前的这一次的审判。
Okay, so that's why we see on the slide here that this was the first two trials of Satan, because the first trial happened in eternity past, and the second trial is what we're in now, the appeal trial.
所以这边在 PPT 上面写说这是撒旦和那些堕落天使的两次审判中的第一次，好，现在我们提的就是那个第一次。
Okay, so again for Satan, yeah, remember the first trial, he was already convicted to the lake of fire. We saw that in Matthew 25:41.
所以在马太福音的25章41节里面就已经很清楚的讲，撒旦跟堕落天使他们都已经被判刑，要将会去火海、火湖里面。
Okay, but the second trial, and this is when Satan appealed. He appealed to God, said, I don't like that sentence. I don't like that response.So I appeal.
但是呢撒旦在这个判刑之后呢他不服这个判决所以他就有上诉再次的申诉说这个判决是不公平的。
Okay, and that's what's happening now. We're in the appeal trial of Satan.
所以呢这就是现在我们的状态就是我们其实是在参与了撒旦在申诉的过程。
Now, when a defendant loses an appeal trial, they don't have to have another sentence. That just means that the first sentence which was given is upheld.
对于这个被告哈，他们不会再有重新的判决，现在只能够说要再确认的判决的过程。
Okay. So God will say, Satan, you lost the appeal trial, so your first sentencing, which we've already sentenced you, this is still going to be upheld, which will be...We'll still be done. We'll just do the first sentence.
所以上帝也就是天堂法庭的法官呢在这个所谓申诉的过程当最后的申诉决定了以后已经发现他们那些被告是有罪的时候法官是不需要再重新做这个所谓的判决因为这个判决是早就已经发生了。
Okay. And we know this because in the book of Revelation chapter 20,Satan is just thrown straight into the fire. He doesn't go to the Great White Throne Judgment.
因为我们知道啊，那个后面在这个圣经里面提到，就是像撒旦，他是没有再经过第二次的审判。
Again, he's just thrown straight into the lake of fire.
他是直接就被从这个地狱里面拉上来以后，那一千年的地狱时间以后，他就是直接被送到火湖里去了他没有加入这个第二次的大白宝座的审判
And the fallen angels are the same They're just thrown straight in the lake of fire
堕落天使也没有经过大白宝座的审判所以大白宝座的审判只是给人类而已
okay,
不信的人类而已
so the great white throne judgment is just for the unbelievers not for the fallen angels
所以大白宝座 的审判是只是为这些不相信的人，而不会让这些堕落天使可以参与。
Okay, that's all we have time for today.
这是我们今天的时间只够讲到这里。
We'll just finish off with a closing prayer.
好，我们在这边来做一个结束祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the message you've given to us today.
感谢天父给我们今天的这些讯息。
We pray for wisdom as we focus on these things and think about what we've been learning.
我们要感谢给我们智慧，能够让我们专注于我们今天所学的东西。
And pray that you continue to train us in humility.
我们要祷告祈求能够上天父可以能够训练我们的所有的谦卑。
In order that we can be good soldiers.
让我们能够成为非常好的军人。
And faithful witnesses for you.
而且成为非常可以信赖的见证人。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们的祷告是在耶稣基督的大名之下。
Amen.
Amen.